Hi there. The word for today is, do you love God's word? Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 35, that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. One of the first books to come off the printing press when it was invented was the Bible. And it's still the world's best-selling book. Somebody has estimated almost 5 billion Bibles have been printed. An anonymous author has written, and I quote, "It contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the fate of sinners, and the happiness of believers. It's a light to direct you, food to nourish you, and comfort to cheer you. It's the traveler's road map, the pilot's compass, the soldier's weapon, and the player's game plan. It's a mine of incredible wealth and a river of genuine joy. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. Christ is its grand subject, your good its design, and the glory of God its end. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be spiritually healthy. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. Let it fill your memory, rule your heart, and guide your steps. It is given to you in life, will be opened at the judgment, and be remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility, will reward the greatest labor, and judge those who trifle with its sacred contents." Isaiah 40 verse 8 says that the word of our God endures forever. Now, most of us respect the Bible. The trouble is we don't read it daily or put it into practice. After hearing a discussion on various translations of the Bible, one man said, "I prefer my mother's translation because she translated it into everyday life. And if you're wise, you'll do that too." That's the word for you today.